Hello there, Moments of Melody time again. Henry Bosch has written a few lines about the cricket. Did you know that there are some 1,400 species of this one insect alone? For a creature less than an inch long, he's loaded with talent. His strong hind legs enable him to jump 100 times his length. It is said that he can even tell you the temperature. Count the chirps he makes in 15 seconds and add 37, and you will know just how warm or cold it is. Seldom silent, he delights in his own music. He is a violinist, however, not a vocalist. He makes music by rubbing the inner edges of his front legs together. Mama Cricket has nothing to say. Yes, the cricket is interesting and very versatile.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely and long for heaven and home? When Jesus is my portion, my constant friend is He. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He watches me. Let not your heart be troubled. His tender word I hear, and resting on His goodness, I lose my doubts and fears. Though by the path He leadeth, but one step I may see.
His eye is on the sparrow,
and I know He watches me.
His eye is on the sparrow,
and I know He watches me. I sing because I'm happy. I sing because I'm free. For His eye is on the sparrow, and I know He
God's great plan. Ephesians chapter 3. God Himself showed me this secret plan of His, that the Gentiles too are included in His kindness. And this is the secret, that the Gentiles will have their full share with the Jews in all the riches inherited by God's sons. They both are invited to belong to His church, and all of God's promises of mighty blessings through Christ apply to them both when they accept the good news about Christ and what He has done for them. God's great plan. We see His handiwork all around us, in nature, yes, in the lowly cricket, the sparrow, yes, all about us. But by far His greatest interest is in His people. I saw someone wearing a pin the other day which said, "I am a Jesus people." What did he mean? He was proud to let people know that he belonged to the Lord. Do you belong to Him? Have you allowed Him to begin to work out His plan in your life?